Carl Mercer, what's it like living in New York at this point in time? A lot of people are focused on what's happening in that state.
The word that comes to mind is quiet. New York is a place that never stops or slows down, and everything you see on TV is accurate. The streets are suddenly empty. I have pictures from friends posting of Fifth Avenue and Madison Avenue, and there's no cars, no taxis, no people walking around. Yeah, it's a very strange place to be for the city that never sleeps. Beyond New York City, the whole state has sort of gone on a bit of a shutdown. Everybody's obviously staying away from each other, staying inside. So it's a very strange time in New York.
Now, you and your family have actually left the city, right?
Yes, we spent the first week of isolation after they send everybody home from the UN and from all the other companies. We spent a week in the city, and then we decided to get out so we'd have more space. We have a little daughter, and we want her to be able to get outside.
Would you feel safer out there, just away from people, even though you were in your home? Is that kind of why you went?
It's a bit of the reason. I've heard arguments for both sides. In the city, you're obviously going to have really state-of-the-art hospitals, and, you know, everything is there. On the other side of the extreme, there's a lot of people in New York City who all rely on the same hospitals. And as it is, they're turning the convention center, the Javits Center, into a hospital just to help out with all the cases of COVID-19. They're setting up ICU units in the middle of Central Park, which I saw this morning. That's incredible. So, and on the other side, on the one hand, there just aren't enough ICU beds or medical personnel in the city to handle if the caseload is as extreme as it could possibly be. So in that sense, it might be good to be out of the city.
What role, if I could ask you, is the UN playing? Are you working in any capacity related to the pandemic?
Absolutely. Not in New York City directly, although the UN did donate all the masks and protective gear that the United Nations had in its basement. They had a storage locker with a few hundred thousand masks that they had kept in supply, and they donated that to the city of New York. But on a global level, because that's really where we're focused, our attention now is on Africa and Latin America, where there haven't been too many cases yet, but it's expected that could be a real boom in the next few weeks as it creeps down there. And if you're thinking about the Canadian or American healthcare systems, some of the best in the world, if they're struggling to handle all of these cases, you can only imagine what a developing country is going to go through when they may have no ventilators or one ventilator. So we're really scrambling right now to be a supplier to try to get as much equipment as we can to developing countries.
Back to your own situation now with your family. You're outside the city, but undoubtedly you have colleagues, you have friends or other family members who are in the city. How are they feeling about all this? And just, is it a feeling of helplessness or what is it?
I wouldn't say helplessness. I think that at least people in New York really come together. I've heard people compare it to the feeling after 9/11, where the whole city kind of banded together. I know every day at 7 p.m., people stand on their balconies and they cheer for all the nurses and all the people who still have to go to work. And I think that's just wonderful. They post it on social media. It's quite moving. And I feel like everybody is, of course, under the duress of isolation, of being isolated, and that, of course, brings up challenges. But everybody is still hopeful, and they're trying to come through this together. Thankfully, we have Zoom meetings, we have Skype, and people are encouraged to talk to each other as much as they can. They still go out in Central Park and Prospect Park. They get out and go for runs. So it's good to get some exercise and stuff. So I think people are pulling through.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you and your family are safe, and hopefully that's the way it stays. Carl Mercer, thanks for your time today. Appreciate it. Good luck.
Thank you.